Okay. Baruch Hashem, I got here on time. I drove in from Cedarhurst. But anyway, what I'd like to do today, share, is as follows. Many of us, perhaps all of us, know that Gemara states that Tfilos Keneged Karbonos Tiknum. Our daily regimen of davening to God is patterned after the Karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. So Tfilos Shachris is patterned after the Tumid Shel Shachar, the morning daily sacrifice. Mincha is patterned after the Tumim Shel Bein Harbayim, the afternoon sacrifice. And Myriv, Machokas, whether it's a Rishus Chova, we, Klal Yisrael, have taken upon itself as a Chova, is patterned after the Hekter Chalavim Beivarim, the burning of the fats of the Karbonos, which were done in the evening. What I'd like to do in today's share is to take it a step further and to show how many particular laws of Tefillah are actually patterned with a great deal of precision after laws of Karbonos. So we'll begin in the Mar Makomos with the Rif. Rabbi Yitzchak Alfatzim, he says. Now, it's going to go in order. The first page of the Mar Makomos. So it's marked page 1 and 2, Rif, Balamor, and Ramban on Brachos. Now, the Rif, as you may know, what he does is he took out the Agata of the Gemara and simply paskened halacha l'maisa how we should behave. Now, the Rif is working off famous Gemara, which has the Shita of Rav Yochan that says, Halavai, or Vilavai, Sheispara Adam, Kol Hayom Kulo. It'll be okay, according to Rav Yochan, if one literally spends all day davening to God. That means not just three tefillos, but it could be 20, 30. So the Gemara says, let's start from the Rif on this page. It's page 24 in the Dapi HaRif. Two lines for the bottom. It says, "Behilchazak Rav Yochan and the Amar Halavai Sheisbal Adam Kol Yom Kulo." Now, how far do we take that? So the Rif continues. "Umefarshe Rabbanon." Here, this means the Gaonim. Dahani mili biyachid, v'daita derishus. The Rif distinguishes between a obligatory prayer and voluntary prayer. So when Rav Yochanan says a person can daven all day, that only refers to voluntary prayer. Aval adaita dechova asa. But you cannot daven again and have in mind this is an obligatory prayer. It's not true. And then the Rif goes as follows. That this whole idea that a person can take upon himself or herself to daven extra tefillos is only for an individual. V'tzibur bein, next page in the Rif, top line, bein adait to the chova, bein adait to the rishus asur. You cannot have a whole community add a prayer. Why not? He continues. The kaimalan tefillos keneged tamidim. Tiknum. There's a pattern that our prayers are patterned after the daily karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. Ukeshein she'ein hatzibur mevi olas nidava, kach ein hatzibur misbalin tfilas nidava. The community as such, Klal Yisrael, only brings obligatory karbonos. No voluntary karbonos for the tzibur. The idea of a voluntary karbon, a nidava, is only for an individual. So the Rif says, same thing when we daven. Only an individual can add on tefillos. And they're called tefillas nidava. But a community may not. Aval hayachid, and he goes on, mispalel tefillas nidava, meaning here only tefillas nidava, shekein hayachid maybe olas nidava. Okay, so that's the first remarkable pattern with the Rif does. Then he goes on. Now, let's say you want to have a tefillas nedava. You could add a shachris, add a mincha, maybe even add a myriv. What about musaf? Rif says no. Even an individual may not daven musaf twice. Why not? He goes on. Hilkach, ein hayachim ispalel tefillas hamusafin tefillas nedava, because there's no such thing as a karbon nedava for tefillas musaf. She'ein misnadev bikarbon musaf. Okay, so once again,
the Rif is constructing a parallel between Korbanos and Tfilos. Then he goes on. There's a question all Rishonim deal with. How can Rav Yochanan say, Halavai got your daven all day? The famous case about someone who's middle of Shmona Esrei, and he says, oh my God, I davened already. So he stops in his tracks. Why? Why can't he simply continue that prayer as a voluntary prayer? So he goes on. V'hadam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Haya Omei B'tfila V'nitzka Shekvar His Talel Posek Afilu Be'emso Brocha. So the Rif says that's only in the case in which he thinks, let's say for example, Mincha, that he's davening Mincha. I must confess, it's happened to me a couple of times in my life. You know, you get an early Mincha, and then you forget, and then try before Shki, davening again. You can't daven Mincha twice, because that would be davening a Chova twice. But Farshila Rabbanan, Kagon, Sheispalo, Tfiloso, Adaita de Chova, Bishachach, Shekvar Hispalo. But Omar Lispalo, Adaita de Chova, and then he remembered, Vniska Shekvar Hispalo, Pose, then he has to stop. Why? Kishim Bala Gomra, if you'd finish it, Nimtza Kami Shemakrib Shnei Tmidin Bishachris. It could be from Mincha also. In other words, it's as if he's bringing two obligatory sacrifices. We don't do that. We have one obligatory sacrifice in the morning, a second obligatory sacrifice, Bein Harbayim. So we daven Shachris once, obligatory tefillah, and we daven mincha once. Now look, the Rif takes this very seriously. Shu over mishum bal tosif. Bal tosif, of course, besides, as the Gaon explains, you know, it can't add a 614th mitzvah, but bal tosif also is a very specific law with respect to individual mitzvahs. You can't have, you can take four minim for Sukkot, rule of Esrog, Adas, and Rav. You can't add an apple or a fip. We have four corners of the tzitzis. You can't have like a pentagon-shaped tzitzis with a fifth set of strings. So too, you only have one chepza shell, korban shell, shachris, and korban shel bein harbayin. Ulafika posek, Rav continues, afilu the emtza bracha. You can't have two tzibidim shell shachris. You can't daven shachris in an obligatory manner. So therefore, if you davened already, and you forgot that you davened, and you start a second time, you stop in your tracks. Ubeha, in this respect, I feel Rav Yochanan, who says one may daven all day, modeh. Why? The loka amu Rav Yochanan, alavai sheispal adam kol yom kulo, ela tfilas nidava. A person may add on voluntary tfilos. To go tachnunin, kayotze bohen. About tfilas chova lo ka'omar. Okay, so this is the famous Shitas HaRif. As we'll see, the Rambam basically follows the entire Rif. Now, many of us, not all of us, are aware of the, you know, when one learns the Rif, you always have the Baal HaMor and the Ramban. The Baal HaMor, Rav Zrachi HaLevi, critiqued various aspects of the Rif, and the Ramban, who writes that his whole life he always wanted to defend the cover of the earlier authorities, defends the Rif against the Baal HaMor. Now, if someone would dispute the Rif, you could say, why is he making such a quid pro quo comparison between Tfilas and Korbanos? The Baal HaMor does not do that. He grants the Rif's premise, but he zeroes in Hilchos Korbanos, on the Rif's claim that a tzibur, the community, cannot bring a voluntary korban. Baal HaMor says, if you learn the laws of Kachin, that's simply not true. So, it's a small print, Hamo'ora Katon. It's, by the way, you know, the Baal HaMor, it's a pun from Lunel, a city in southern France, right, which, you see the word Luna there refers to the moon, and his name was Zrachi HaLevi, and he called his sefer, Lisa Anashim and Moed, Hamo'or HaKaton, which refers to the moon. Anyway, so the Baal HaMor writes as follows, Umashe Kosev HaRav Zal, the
Sibur. Bein adai to the chol, bein adai to the rishus asur. Why? The kaim lon tfilas neged midim tiknum. Ugeshem shein atzibur maybe olas nedava kachin atzibur spal tfilas nedava. Yachin spal tfilas nedava shkena yachin maybe. Right? Okay, all that is simply a citation of the riff. So he quotes the pasuk from Iyo. Plia das v'nin iskava lo uchala. I can't believe he said this. Why? The Balamor writes, Marolo madobazeh. How could he say that? Bechol ha-Talmud mole mizeh shatzibur mevi olos nedava. It is simply not true that you find no case in Hilchos Korbanos that the community, the Jewish community in total, as such, can bring a korban nedava. It's not true. So Balmo starts quoting the case. Kenom rinon, mosros l'nidvas tzibur azli. Let me explain what this means. We're going to have in several weeks Harsha Shkolin. So every Jew brought 20 and up, whatever you want to discuss the problem of that, machzis hashekel. And the machzis hashekel was used for the daily korbanos. Korban in the morning, tam shachar, korban in the afternoon, ben arbayim. What happens if there was extra money left over? So, the Gemara states that it was what's called l'kayit hamizbeach. That means Bezdin would take the money, buy korbanos with these extra shkalim, and it would be known as the Olas Nidvas Tzibur. Again, the Gemara says that several times. It's also called Kayit L'Mizbeach. Kayit, according to the Gemara Shavuos, means like dried figs. Zalipsha means like the dried trees. We don't care about that right now. We just want to say that the point is there was a scenario where the community as such brought a communal voluntary korban. So how could the Riv say there's no such thing? Then moreover, Balamor says it's not just the Gemara that says so. You have the Midrash Halacha, Torah's Konim. Tanya B'Sifri, you know, there's Midrash Halacha on all, at least the last four, the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So on Shmos it's called Mechilta. On Vayikra it's called Torah's Konim, a Sifra. Bamidbar and Devarim is called Sifri. Sometimes Sifri is used as a catch-all phrase for all Midrash Halacha. It's not really the Sifri, it's the Sifra. But as we're going to see in a few minutes, Ramban, who when he attacks the Baal HaMor, doesn't forgive him even for the smallest, imprecision, is going to point out it's not a Sifri, it's a Sifra in the first place. What does it say? Korban Chem, Melamed Sheba Nidvas Sibur. So the Torah's Kornim also says, you have this scenario in which there is a communal korban, which is voluntary. V'kama ein lehem kates. There's no end to the places in Chazal. By the way, there's a little pun here, I believe. Kates, Baal HaMor probably is hinting at the Gemara that says it's like the kayitz lamizbeach. Okay. So, b'kitzer, just to review where we're up to. Rick says you cannot have a community get together and have a communal tfilas nedava because there's no such thing in korbanos. Baal HaMor says there is such a thing in korbanos. Now, it's hard, I apologize, it's very small print, but we'll try to, at least if you can't see it, I'll say outside the Ramban. So first of all, Ramban says, don't overdo things. You know, people say, oh, it's all over Shas. It's not all over Shas. There's like two, three places, and Ramban says, I'm going to deal with these places. It says, Kvar, Chobez, Mechupos, Lo Matzu, B'Talmud, Ela, Eila, Asher, Huat, Kukan. Only a few places where you have this idea. Then the Ramban says, the Baal HaMor is not even original in this citation, these places. Kam Yidivir, Rabbeinu Ephraim, Zal. Rabbeinu Ephraim, question where he was from, he might have been from either Morocco, then came to Lucena in Spain. He was one of the earliest people who critiqued the Rif. Might have been a Talmud of the Rif. So the Ramban is saying these horrors that the Baal HaMor is quoting, he got really already from Rabbeinu Ephraim. And then So he says as follows. Rav says, no, don't call this a nedava. It's not Shio nedava. Every Jew, God, in 20 and 60, has to bring the shkalim. That's a chovah. So what happens is, when they give the money, it's in the pushka in the Beis HaMikdash, in the shofaros there, when it turns out that there is money left over, and it's also a, the Gemara says, if it's like a weekday in the Beis HaMikdash, no korbanos to bring board, then we'll designate, what are you going to do with this money? You'll bring korbanos. But it doesn't start out being nedava, right? So he says, when the person gave the shkalim to the Beis HaMikdash, that was obligatory. It's only the revach shelahem nidava. Oh. So in other words, Balamor is wrong in quoting this in the nidava. Now, it's true. It's not an obligatory in the same sense that every day the korban in the morning is obligatory and korban in the evening is obligatory, but it starts out from a obligation. Then he quotes something, Maseches Zvachah Perek Tfuyam Karle Olas Hekdesh. I mean, the Gemara is not sure what to call it. One place to call it Olas Hekdesh. Right? Ha'ilu, but can people, Jews in Eretz Yisrael, just get together and bring a Olas Nedava Shel Tzibur? Ramban says the answer is no. Ha'ilu Ratzav Isnavdu B'tchila Tzibur? No. Look what he says. He said, even if all Klal Yisrael would get together, it would not be called a Nidvas Tzibur. Call Klal Yisrael, it says, the Olas Hashutfin he nikre. Words. Here, there's a general question. There's an individual carbon, if I bring a carbon, you bring a carbon, then it's Nidvas Tzibur, like the Talmud Shashach. And what if friend and I get together, we bring a carbon? So that's a third category. That's called Shutfin. Partnership. Now, essentially, is a partnership carbon considered a olas yachid or olas tzibur? The answer is, Ramban says, it's olas yachid. Proof? You have to do smicha. You have to put your hands on the carbon, and that doesn't apply to communal offerings. So Ramban says, if 600,000 Jews would get together and have and designate a carbon for the Beis HaMikdash, that would not be called a carbon tzibur. That's only called a carbon hashutfin, which is a subdivision of carbon yachid. Remarkable. So Ramban says the only carbon tzibur is when it comes, again, there is something from if there's money left over. Right, so the Ramban says there really is no voluntary carbon tzibur. So it turns out, hope to get this, this is already leading towards the Rav's idea that tzibur is like a metaphysical concept. In other words, if all Klai Yisrael gets together, that's shutfin. That's partnership. And then he goes on. So the ain double the tzibur. Right, what about the Sifra? I think it's a little dig here. It says, Mashi Shana B'Sifra. Believe me, Balamor knew that Torah's Kodesh is called Sifra, but Ramban just making sure, hey, it's not even called Sifri, it's called the Sifra. Mashi Shana B'Sifra, I know it's very hard to read, I apologize, it's the first wide line in the Ramban. She bought Nidvas Tzibur. No. Gam hi min ha-mosa ros. The only case in which there is a like a chalos, even like the effect of a communal offering is which in one sense is voluntary to the extent that it's not totally obligatory, is when you have the leftover money, Bezin takes the money, so you have to call it something, but call a nidvas tzibur. But individuals can't come and make a voluntary communal offering, and that's why a shul can't get together and have a extra, you know, a tzibur tefilas nedava. Now the Ramban says, by the way, it's not just me, it's Rashi, this perish ala Torah. V'kach perish Rashi, perish vayikra. Now the Ramban has an innocent question. It's a very famous case
in the Gemara Pesachim where it has to do with tefillas ne'ila. Can a community have tefillas ne'ila on Tisha B'Av? We, of course, don't. We only have ne'ila on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara, as we'll see in a moment, is going to say that you can have a tefillas ne'ila on Tisha B'Av. This seems to wreck the Ramban's whole idea. So then that is, you don't have to have ne'ila on Tisha B'Av, who says, Uldrav Sha Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbeinu here means the Rif. Ha de Idmar Perek Mokam Shenagu, Tisha B'Av, Eino Ke, I think it should be Ke Yom Kippur, Loma, no, sorry, Eino, I can't read it myself, the print is so small. Eino, right, thank you. Eino Ketanis Tzibur L'Ne'ila. It's not like you can't have an Ne'ila on Tisha B'Av. So they ask, Vakshinon, Dam Rav Yochanan, Alavai, Alavai, in other words, why can't you have a tefillah, have a tefillah tzibur? Why can't the whole shul get together and have a ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, Halavai Yishe Mispalel all day? So Nor answers, Hasam Chova Hacha Rishus. In other words, all the Gemara, they retreat. You don't have to daven ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av. If you want to, you can. No, wait a minute. This Gemara seems to be a total rejection of the Rif's idea. Because what do you mean, Chov Rishus? Give a better answer. Chov the Yachid, Chov the Tzibur. Right? Because the Rif's whole point is you can never have a community daven a Tfilas Nedava because you can't have a Tzibur have a Karban Nedava. Right? So again, so Ramban proves that, but there's a Gemara against him. So it says, why don't you say that? So look what he says. You're right. You could have said that. Hayachol Farek Hasam Yachid Hachal et Tzibur. But they didn't want to do it. Why not? Because what does it mean to feel as Nedava? It says Eloshalo Yoridu Shatz Lifnei Hateva. Oh, this Ramban is the source of an amazing distinction that Rav Soloveitchik from Bracha used to employ between tefillah b'tzibur and tefillas ha'tzibur. Okay, let's just finish Rabban, then I'll elaborate. It says, what the Gemara says you don't do on Tisha B'Av, you don't have a chazin leading the congregation in tefillas adava. But if every individual, just like if one person wants to daven an extra ne'ilah, you can have 1,000 people in the shul doing it. Elo shelo yoridu shas lefnei ha'teva v'al tzibur atzman mispalin kein ki echidim kol hayom ulavai. So when the Gemara says Tisha B'Av eino ketanis tzibur v'tfilas ne'ilah, it only meant lo lishliach tzibur dafka. Oh, so adrabo. So this supports the riff. V'zechizok l'devreim shlo tikto tefila shatz el hosei sheino boki v'lo l'nedava. Oh, what Ron says is amazing. Ban explains, on the contrary, you think this through, this will support the idea of the riff. Remember, tefilas, let's say carbon. A carbon nedava, right? It's not a carbon shutfin. It's one animal sacrifice on behalf of everyone. So what you cannot do on Tisha B'Av for Ne'ilah is have a Shliach Tzibur who then is, you know, could be motzi the congregation and somebody doesn't know how to daven, something like that. That would be the extra tefillas, the double, theoretically. That you can't do for Ne'ilah. What you can do is have a lot of individuals daven, that's like a lot of yachidim. Okay. I know, by the way, as I was reading around the side, I quote later on Rabbi Reichman's Shulam on the Rav, there you have actually a citation of Rabban, which is much larger, much bigger print. Okay. So what do we see from all this? We see from all this that the parallels between tefillos and karbonos are very serious. Let's now look at the Rambam. The Rambam basically continues with the Derech of the Rif, and the Ravid is going to give the same critique on the Rambam that the Balamor does on the Rif. So let's read Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud. Rambam Hilchos Tefillah. And here's a good example of the Chazon Ish says that you know, again, 90% of the time, if you have a biblical Rambam, first thing you should do is look up the Rif. Because then the Rambam probably is continuing what the Rif says. Ein hatzibum is falam filas nizalva. Why not? Afish ein hatzibum levin korban nizalva. Exact parallel. Lo, that's number one. Number two, lo yisfal afilu yachid musa. Shtayin achas kovas hayom achas nizalva. Because an individual can't bring a korban musa. Afish ein is not bring korban musa. Then the Rambam adds something which is an additional parallel between Karbonos and Tefillah. V'yesh minat ba'on emisha hora she'asur lehispalel, next page, Tefillah l'dava b'shabosos v'yom tovim. And let's say you have a big Isurus on Shabbos, just want to daven again. No, you can't do it on Shabbos. Why not? Because l'fi she'ein makrivin bohen l'dava el ha'chobas ha'yom bilvah. Then Shabbos is only a day for Yom Shabbos Shnei Chavos and Nei Shana Tzmidim. That's it. No Nedavos on Shabbos, so no Korban Nedava, and therefore no Tfilas Nedava. Okay. So the Ravid, right? So you know, Ramosh Salvech given his presentation. The Ravid is a masking of the Rambam, but. He's pointing out that there are exceptions, but he himself gives the tarot. Because I arrive at Zal Motzino Kodan Dabba Vitzibur, Vihi Ola Hava Vina Mosar Sheikayet Lunizbeya. That's the arrival here. In other words, the same problem. How could the Rambam just simply claim that there is no She'ein Hatzibur Levin Korban Nedava? It's not true. But then he gives the answer, a different answer, a very Balabadish answer. It says, Ela shlo haisa mitzuya. Because I believe this is different in Mahala than the Rambam. All basically what it's saying is that it's very rare. So, tfilos keneged korbanos tiknum, keneged what's ubiquitous, not keneged what is rare. Okay? So you don't have to come on to the amazing Chiddush of the Ramban that says if all Klai Yisrael gets together, it would only be Korban HaShutrim. If you look at the Keshet Mishnah here, I underlined it, that's another answer. That's another, it's a different Baal Hatash Teret. It says, Korban Musaf, right? Ken Kotzav Arif, Kekmisha Mesa, Kotzav Ravim, Matsinu, Korban Livat Sibor, but Kotzav Harav Manoah, now the Shabbat Frank edition of the Ramban, we have a lot of the Perush Rabbein Manoach right on the page. Here Kes Misha quotes him. Ba'avad Avad Tanei Disagri, again, from Takribam Lam Shetzivam Mavim Olas Nidava. So he says it's like a Lechatchila B'dievet situation. Tivla Amosar Lishka. Again, like we've been saying, that when there is extra funds in the Beis HaMikdash, they will bring those funds and call it a korban tziva nedava. But that's not a chatchila. Aval a chatchila ain't a being shalim sheyehei. Didn't say sheyehei. This is another I'll call balbata sheteret. In other words, again, you don't have to come on what necessarily what the Ramban says. The question what Balamor asks on the Rif, the Ravid asks on the Rambam, when Noah points out it's not true that there's no such thing as a Korban Tzibur Nedava, so the answer can be either, well, it's a rare case, and Tfilos is canon after ubiquitous cases, or it's only to the B'di'evet, if there's money left over, and Korban is a canon after Chatchila. It's only the Ramban that gives the distinction that really you don't have any scenario in which, like from below, the tzibur makes a olas nidvas tzibur at all.
And if everyone gets together, as you said, it's only a carbon shoot. Okay, now we come to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. That's J. Graham Halevi. So, it's remarkable here, he has to quote the Ramban here, but you'll see at least most of what he says patterns to the Ramban. And he has one little point that's a little different. Okay, so it's the piece that says, Pek Alpha Kaspil Lacha Yud. So read the whole piece, because this way we can review this page. To the Sheikh Graham Halevi. Ain't a tzibun spalim tfilas nadava al kish, ain't a tzibun being carbon nadava, or right, if he's like a law of zel shon matzina carbon nadava for tzibun, ola bami na mosa, at ala shona. Upe usho, the masik, the rimavim, the trumas alishka, carbonus nadava, the peptides and sveya. Then carbonus tzibur. Hare the tzibun being carbonus nadava. But so, in the rehavama, shikasa, shayna tzibun being carbon nadava. Now, look what the Moshe does. V'nira lo adnei matzino korban shutvin v'korban tzibur. Okay? Simply, these are two distinct and disjunct terms. V'emes yesh v'luke dinim v'neihem. Im kol Yisrael is not with korban, have you korban shutvin? Lo korban tzibur. V'korban tzibur l'havi ela v'avi t'umas halishko. Okay? Chazina v'zesh v'kol Yisrael is not most convenient also lo havi korban tzibur. Oh, so what do you want to say? There is a carbon tzibur from Trumas Halishka, but that's not coming from the people. Is that the Trumas Halishka has the quote, Shel Tzibur, unquote, Lakashun the MS, who Shel Tzibur? Now, this is a quintessentially Brisker idea. Zanamatzias, it's a din. In other words, because look, on the contrary, it's, you know, Reuven and Shimon gave money for the, you know, the Trumas Halishka, the Maksa Shekel, and it's left over. So Bezdin then gives them Trumator that this is called the Bas Olas Tibur. It's that. So he's willing to claim that it can be called the Bas Olas Tibur, but the point is it's not from the people themselves. El the Kainish, this is the Halacha, the Trumas Halishka Havi Shel Tibur. And now we have an amazing Deek in the Rambam. Asher al kain nira dizel ma shakos va ramam shein ha tzibur medvi'i. They can't, you know, bring, in the sense that they can't create the carbon nedava. The lo kasav shein carbon tzibur bon nedava. They never said that there is no such thing as a communal voluntary offering. What the Rambam writes is the populi, the people can't bring a carbon tzibur nedava. Upeirusho sheyedin the tzibur nadu nedava v'yechol of shein carbon tzibur nedava. That we don't have because if everyone will get together, there'll only be shutvin. Zeh b'misleta uleinim v'yechol olav shein carbon tzibur. You need some type of halachic din. Read again. Inim yechol olav shein carbon tzibur nedava binun din shal yedo yechol olav shein carbon tzibur. Zer rab al yedei. Next page. Trumas halishka. Because that's the din that leftovers are considered communal offerings. Mishum degavi trumas halishka ika din lai dekach mikrishel tzibur. Malkein. Kevin the kavod at the bottom of the level of having carbon tzibur. Okay. In other words, since people can create a carbon nidava shel tzibur, so people can create a tefillah nidava shel tzibur. Okay, I'm a tefillah, you only spell tefillah tzibur nidava. The tefillah hare habidin is not the tefillah zil. Okay, so now Rav Moshe asked the question, but wait a minute. Okay, we understand what we are doing, but what is the halfway after saying that there is indeed such a strong notion of parallelism. Ella the Tsarachim. Next paragraph. The Behilkos Karbonos, again, emissary. Shaydei Nidvas Had Sibur Lecholol of Shein Karbon Sibur. Right? The people can't create a Karbon Sibur. They shall you call a love Shein Karbon Sibur. Binun Din shall you do ye call a love Shein Karbon Sibur. Abo Din Zeh Lo Shai Elin Karbonos. Abo Lo Linyan Tfilo. So, maybe by tefillah, to call something tefillah tzibur, you don't need a din, just be a metzias.
Right? So then, just bring it. It should be okay. It'll be a lecha, but that more shaka, but shum din. Put the quotes there. And when Akra Kispal said, because tefila tzibor. So how do you know that the parallelism is true? And how do you know that by tefila you need some type of din of korba, of tefila tzibor? So look at this remarkable proof. The proof is going to come from one of the other rules of the Rambam that we read. Okay. I'm Shamba Ramah Shapasa. Remember that third law of the Ram added even on Shabbos, you can't have a Nidava. Even for an individual. So what? We'll see. The Gamba Shabbos ain't no Yakalis Bala Karba Nidava. We didn't the aim my creep of Nidavos for Shabbos. Okay, now let's think. And Shabbos, okay, so we get it. You can't bring a Karba Nidava, right? Look, how could I have any carbon? So we say avoda sutra of a mikdash. You're allowed to chal Shabbos to have the kabbos and make the shabbos. The kana shabbos for tzitzah carbon aseha. See visa peru sheva im si durein sacher. For all of us outside the base of mikdash, we can't do any work. But in the base of mikdash, avoda sutra for Shabbos. That's only carbon tzitzah. That's not for a yachid. But the fact that a yachid can't bring even a nedava on Shabbos, that's not an iser carbon, so to speak, it's an iser Shabbos, right? Because he can't be machal Shabbos, he can't bring a nedava. So let's read. Ayin shav ram shapasak gam Shabbos any yachid is falo carbon nedava. He did. They not give nedavas for Shabbos. Wait a minute. We neg. Hard to aim at bringing nedavas for Shabbos. Harehu Isser Shabbos. Zelo Shaykh with Tfilah. So, you know, it could be allowed and say, wait a minute, the fact that an individual can't bring a carbon on Shabbos, it's not a carbon then, it's a Shabbos then. So what's it got to do with Tfilah? So what do you see? Vahamukhraf, the Harambam Savar, but in other words, the equation, or better, the parallelism between prayers and sacrifices, between tefillos and korbanos, are so strong that if you can't bring a korban for whatever reason, then you can't bring the analogous tefillah either. The cave in the tefillos make it midam tiknum al kain. Im ah lo yatuyer oso korban lamaisa hei tinsa. If you simply can't set up that type of korban, gam kain ein alachlal akadu the tefillos nedava. Oh, so now we have a proof. So it doesn't really matter that by theologically, you know, you say maybe there's no law in the first place that, you know, you need a din to set up a nidvat tefillah sibur, but it doesn't matter because since you don't have it by korbanos, you can't have it by tefillah. Asher kein shapir shlomo b'das haramah. The kevon the tefillos have a din shekinegdo be'inon sheisnagu nidavu b'korbanos. Right? In other words, by korbanos, we need like a stamp, a shpanto, you say, alright, that is what makes it feel a korban nedava. And you don't have it by damim. So they'll let the blow you through, you shouldn't, they ain't not sibur but being korban nedava. Okay, mamela lo yukul espala, feel sibur nedava, gamken. So, just to sum up, it's like the Ramban, in the sense that he's, you know, Moshe, it says that not even all Christ will get together. It's only Tfilas HaShukri, not Tfilas HaTzibur. What he adds is the idea that for Korbanos Tzibur, it's not a Metzias, it's like a Din, like a Halol Shen. You need that Besdin says this will be a Korban Tzibur Nedava. That's the only way you get that scenario. And you don't have like Tfilas, so there's nothing to talk about. Now, I mean, time is rushing by here. Let me just show a couple of things from Rabbi Reichman's presentation of the Rav. First of all, Moshe Soloveitchik realizes that the Ramban ala Torah is against the Ramban of the Machamos. Not the first time it happens. I mean, my opinion, you know, the answer is that the Ramban writes that his goal, Machamos Hashem, is to defend the Rif. And he says, even if the Svara is not 100%, he says, anyone that learns more knows that the argumentation in Shas, it's not like mathematics. it's, you know, a rhetorical argument. They're not demonstrative arguments, they're dialectical arguments. So, look at the top paragraph in Shema Shiurim, Rabbi Rachman, Dalet Shin. So he just points out a couple of things. He points out that the Ramban changed his mind in Perishal HaTorah. Bin Ayesh HaHakshot V'lchorah HaRamban Sosa Mashakos Perushal HaTorah. In his Perushal HaTorah he says, Shakasa Be'efsha Shinoma Shinratsu Tzibor LaHafrish V'tchila L'nedava The Yigbu also Kashe Yigbu Hashkal L'tminim Musafin She'nidbas Tzibor Ba'olas Behema. And it will be tzibor. Proof, there's no smicha. You don't have to put your hands on the behemoth. Smicha, shenisrabu hakosav hazeh. But then what's where's the dividing line between a yachid and tzibor? It's pretty darn hot. The cold flash is not going to roll Yisrael. So you get 100 people, that still would be shuktin. 1,000 people, still would be shuktin. You know, so again, you know, I see we had the TSC Giant, so 600,000, assume, let's say, 5 people to a family, so you have 3 million people. So if you would have 1.5 million people get together, that, Ramban HaLaTorah says, would be a Nidvas Olas Tzibor. He, Nidvas Yavain, and they have not Smicha. Number one, there's no Smicha. And then, the rule that there's no Tzibor, there's no, Karban Nidbas Tzibor Ba'ok would kick in. Dein Ba'ola Ta'ok, right? Lo B'Shlom, Yitzchidam Tiyachidim V'ya'ikar. So Ramban does backtrack a little bit in this Perishal HaTorah. By the way, I thought that certainly even according to Ramban HaTorah, the answer of the Ravid would still work here. In other words, then can't you have a Tfilah Tzibor? Okay, so you know what? If 1.5 million Jews would get together in one room and say, okay, we're going to have a davening, that would be okay. But otherwise, certainly, you know, ain't a muscle. Okay. Now, Ramosh Galbeitchik, the way the Rav said, he said he wasn't sure about the, you know, within this shita, what would happen if they would daven? So, okay, to save a little time, he quotes the number. The question is the davening a bracha of Hatolah, or is it still worth something? So, he quotes the Ramban that I mentioned before, and this distinction between tefillas ha-tzibur and tefillas b'tzibur. If people would get together and daven the tefillas and the dava, it would be tefillah b'tzibur with a base, but not tefillas ha-tzibur. So you couldn't have a shliach tzibur. If you read the second column, Dalet Shin, he quotes the Ramban, and he quotes we've talked about before, the discussion of the case of Ne'ilah and Tisha B'Av. U'mavur, the head of Dibbe HaRamban, the din, the ain tzibur, the spral, and tefillas, the dava, ha'inu, the ain morinin shas, the tnei ha-tevah, tefillas, dava, shal tzibur. But it's aval matziba hazman ispalu tefillas dava chal halos shein tefila bitzibor. This is an important piece of others. It wasn't that the Rav made up this idea of tefillas hatzibor, tefillas bitzibor. It all stems from the Ramban. Logara me'asar yechidim shispalu v'yaka v'chol al tefillasom halos shein tefila bitzibor. Well, the Shias Ramban lecha halos shein tefillas hatzibor. The tefillas in the double. My daughter now is in the third grade, so I'm from Chumash, so she has all these like markers, the yellow and everything, and the pink and everything. So I would underline bit as opposed to ha. In other words, that's the distinction. There's no tefillas ha-tzibur, there's tefillas bit-tzibur. The tefillas ha-tzibur mi halos shein tefillas ni atzmo. Mahavet Uyas Mushutepes Shakola Tziba B'yachad Sheniskayemes Ayedei Chazaras Hashatz within Tfilas HaTzibur Kineget Korban Tzibur Nabi Chalosh Shem Korban Tnei Atzmo The Eino for Korban HaShuktin Here this again Lo Shach in the Tavah Now what's Nachdemina? Myrit Ulofi Zeh Nireh The Tfilas Arvis She'en bo chazoras hashatz klal. This is a remarkable idea. There's no chazoras hashatz by Meir. So there is no tefilas hatzibur. But there is tefilah bitzibur. So therefore, theoretically, everyone could get together and say, you know, we have the biggest orders, we want to daven a second Meir. V'nimtza she'en bo chalos din tefilas hatzibur.
That's a remarkable idea. So in other words, once you have this distinction between Hatzibur and Bitzibur, so you could get together and have just no Chazar Sashat for your second Myra.
Okay. Now, then Moshe goes on, where the Rav says, his father says, well, you know what? He says, according to the Rambam, he's not sure if the Rambam agreed to the Rambam. He says, maybe according to the Rambam, since there's no such thing as Nidvas Olas Tzibur, not only would you not be allowed to have a Tfilas Hatzibur, maybe you can't even, according to the Rambam, have tefilas bitzibur b'nedava. Why? Why not? So, the next page gives one remarkable analogous din. Has to do with Megillah. Now, we know this, read the Megillah b'yachid, and we read, and we read the Megillah b'tzibur. So it says, maybe the fact that you're trying to do it with tzibur and you can't will make it worse. It says, "V'dome l'mashe matzino l'gabe megillah haksuba bein haksubin she'posak harambam zeloshono ein korin v'tzibur megillah haksuba bein haksubin." You're not allowed to read. You read on Purim the Megillah. It starts vayivin ha'chashverosh and ends with, you know, the Rosh Hashanah zarov. But you can't read the Megillah from a whole, you know, Codex of Tzuvim, Son of Tehillim, ending with Tiberi Hayomim. It says, in Kora lo yatsa, aval yatsa koredo. So why not? You know, okay, so you're not yotze tefillah b'tzibur, but why should the 10 individuals get together and read the Megillah? Why can't it be construed as 10 yachidim? So, a couple of premises here. So number one, the Rav understood, U'mashma shin koru b'tzibur b'megillah atzibur b'en atzubin, de'elen shum kiyum b'mikra megillah, ba'av ein lehem kiyum b'toras yechidin. Ava pisha yafish koru b'megillah atzibur b'en atzubin yatsa. Wow. In other words, trying to give a tzibur primatur when you can makes things worse. Chen asara shesfalu yachat b'ilas n'daba b'lachash, Lekashum shum kim tefillah b'tzarchia. Okay, here the next night you could soon be distinguishing the cases. I thought even if you claim that by Megillah, if you do it this way, that's because Megillah has its own rules of Kisunei Nisa. We have to demonstrate that we are reading our deliverance from the wicked Haman, Arasha. So if you have Megillah Tzumen Tzuvin, you're just reading that. You're missing something, so when the people read the Torah as that, it's like a makia. But perhaps there will be a distinction between the Megillah case and the Tefillah case. Okay, we're running out of time, so I'll skip a little bit. I'll just do one more thing, then the kind of bris. This idea of Tefillah Nedava, so I'll skip the Nitzir for much time. This idea between the Tefillah Nedava and Tefillah Hova, stresses a very famous Rechayim. We mentioned the case before, if a guy's davening, in the middle of davening, he remembers that he davened already. This Perek Yud, the Chutzpila Halakha Bo. Misha Nistapik Lo, in Mispala Lo, Mispala, Ema Kozu Mispala, Ella Kane, Mispala Tila Zuha Dash in the Dova. Okay. If you're not sure if you're daven, so you say, this is in the dove. Shimrati yachas spala, kol yom, this is the dove you spala. Now here it is. Mi shal yachome the tefillah v'niska shekvar mispala, posek the middle of Shiva Shoftein, oh, I'm ready, you stop. Then the Rambam goes on. Vim hoisa tfilas arvis ena kose, so his bal os mitchil el dash ena chova. But by Meirev, you don't have this problem. Why? Because Meirev itself is only in the double. So it's a very famous Rukhain here. So there's really two pieces. I'll say the first and then we'll conclude. So the Rambam says, ein kanach asura. Doesn't like it, the Rambam is saying. It's not clear what he doesn't like. So the Kesef Mishnah already says that the saga is, what do you mean? The Rambam says, if tefillas ma'ariv, if you're middle davening ma'ariv and you realize that you're davening ready, you can continue. So the Kesef Mishnah is right, it says, but Klal Yisrael, only from the time of the Ba'onim, took it upon themselves to daven three times a day. So what does the Rambam say? So here's the quintessential of Chaim. There's what's called the individual, his obligation, the Sadagavra, and then there's what Chaim called the Chetza Shel Tfilah. What is this Tfilah called? As Chaim as this one, he would use the word Chetza for non-physical entities. It says, the chazak over the double loan at Starfi, whom Rishon Dein Chalukim be'etzem ha'chetzah shel tefillah. In other words, you can't have a prayer which is half obligatory and half voluntary. That makes no sense. Hein chalukim be'etzem ha'chetzah shel tefillah. Zu tefillas chovah, zu tefillas the double. Ah, so what about Meirev? So Meirev is a voluntary prayer. Din Rishus Nadava Allah. The Israel took it upon themselves from the time of Onan to Machai themselves. That's only Mitzad Hagavra, the person. We obligate ourselves in a voluntary prayer. But the prayer is still called voluntary. Bahadi Kabu Alakova Persha Shakabu Khoval Aksam Mispala Tfilas Rishus Nadava. I love this. Ba'atzmusa, the definition of the prayer, the double rishusi. Kevin the beikar takanas v'chova tefila einor rat rishus v'nedava. And that's why the Rambam says, so therefore, it doesn't really matter if you thought you didn't daven ma'ariv. You thought you didn't have your obligation, you thought you didn't fulfill your obligation, but you really did fulfill your obligation. But the prayer is a voluntary prayer. Valken Shaper calls like a Ramam the Arvis. Hold he bats Musa Rishus and Nedava, Mitzarepes and Tfilas Nedava. The Chag Mina Nidu, it's the same type of prayer. The fact that clients all obligated themselves doesn't change nature of that prayer. Shari Tfilos, Havien Chova, Ikon Lasayu, Havien Trey Mine, Lomit Starfe in Nedava. So we've seen various examples in which the parallelism between Karbonos and Tefillah isn't just like a very vague concept, but it's extremely precise. We saw the idea that you don't have a communal voluntary prayer. We had saw the Rif, then we had the critique of the Balamor, then we had the distinction of the Ramban between Shutfin and Tzibur, and then we discussed they really could have given some other answers. Maybe it's only a rare case, it's only the other case, and so the Rambam follows the Rif. And then we saw, again, the Moshe Salvei Sheikh working off something very similar to the Ramban, making a distinction between the Karbonos of partners and all Kleistrol. I feel that Kleistrol is a metaphysical concept. We also saw that the Hezber, the Ramban, about Me'ilah, between the fact that an individual is davening extra Me'ilah, just can't have Tfilas Hatzibur of Me'ilah, and that leads to the rough distinction between a Bitzibur and Hatzibur. And then we saw Rabbi Reichman's citation of the Rav, some added elements in his presentation of the Moshe Salvechik, with the remarkable idea that maybe according to the Rambam, he couldn't even have Tfilas Bitzibur b'nedava, but Ramban certainly disputes that. And finally, the idea of the nature of the tefillah itself, as the chet v'shel Hover or Petlish on the Dava, we saw that has what kind of explained the Rambam why you could have in the middle, if you realize it's down with Margaret, because it's still Petlish has been on the Dava. Okay, thank you very much. Okay.
Oh, no.
Not that's not